Hare Krishna. To endure karma, embrace dharma. Karma refers to our karmic reactions. We get various sufferings in our life as reactions to our past misdeeds. Now, when these miseries come, it is very difficult. Sometimes we become disheartened, we become frustrated, and we may feel hopeless. But we have to, now we need to endure karma, to endure these karmic reactions. As it is said, what cannot be cured has to be endured. So now if we have to endure karma, so now what do we do? Sometimes the tendency is that we give up God. That says when people become very frustrated, they just drown their suffering in booze. They drink till they forget their misery. So often people take shelter of irreligious activities. They go away from dharma. But rather, to endure karma, we should embrace dharma. Dharma, we shouldn't think of it as just some rigid formula or some rigid rules that we have to follow. Okay. Do this, don't do this, act like this, talk like this, don't talk like that. If we think of dharma only in terms of rigid rules, then we are misunderstanding the essence of dharma. Dharma essentially is the means by which the human heart connects with the divine heart. By way, it is the means by which we get shelter of Krishna. And when we get the shelter of Krishna, then that shelter buffers us, shelter protects us from the crushing effects of karma. And that's how we can endure karma. So Krishna talks about this in the Bhagavad Gita and its conclusion when he says, Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanam vraja aham tvam sarva papebhyo mokshayishami ma shuchaha. So he says, Sarva dharman parityajya. Paradoxically, he is saying, give up all varieties of dharma. But then, take up the topmost dharma. The topmost dharma is, Mamekam sharanam raja. Take shelter of me. And he says, Aham tvam sarva papebhyo. And all sins that are there, all sinful reactions that are there, all karma that is there, Mokshayishami ma shuchaha, Mokshayishami. I will protect you from it. Do not fear. It's like, when we are in a very, when the temperature becomes very hot, we can't endure, it becomes very difficult to endure. But if we come into an air-conditioned room, then suddenly we feel relief. Because the heat may be there externally, but we have come to a zone where that heat is not there. So like that, when we absorb our consciousness in Krishna, then we are like entering into a Krishna-conditioned territory, Krishna-conditioned room. And that gives us relief from misery. And that's how, when we get this relief from misery by absorption in Krishna, and then we can endure the karma. Yes, the problems will come, but to the extent we are obsessed by the problems, to that extent we will not be able to deal with them. But to the extent we meditate on Krishna, try to turn towards Him, to that extent we will be able to break free from the problems. To that extent we will be able to rise upwards towards Krishna through those problems. So, in fact, Krishna just offers not just shelter, but He also offers solace, He offers satisfaction. The Bhagavatam describes that Krishna's shelter is like an umbrella that not only protects from heat but also shows nectar. Dvandvat patrat amrita abhivarshanat. So, it protects us from misery and it showers nectar. So, therefore, we need to understand this as the paradharma, this as the essence of dharma. And when we are facing problems in our life, at that time when we chant the holy name, at the time when we study scripture, when we call out to Krishna. So we call out to him not as a mechanical ritual, but as a means to connect with Him, to attain His shelter. And then we will get the higher strength by which we will be able to endure karma. And in fact, then we will understand that the purpose of the karmic reactions which are coming on us, although they're originated in our own misdeeds, their purpose was to help us come closer to Krishna, to help us to attain Krishna. And in that way, the karma will also become an impetus for us to embrace dharma more. So we embrace dharma not just because that's what scripture tells us to do, not just because we have intellectually understand that by following dharma we'll get life's higher destination, but we experience that dharma is not just about following rules that restrict our enjoyment, but it is about gaining the shelter of Krishna that releases us from the clutches of misery which pervade material existence and which releases us into the world of eternal happiness in loving relationship with Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.